You're listening to Tech Bytes, a short, sharp, sponsored podcast on new ideas and technologies. Today's sponsors are HPE and Intel, and we're going to discuss HPE's networking solution, Composable Fabric, and how Composable Fabric integrates with Simplivity. That's HPE's hyperconverged infrastructure product. Our guest is Garth Reed. He is senior strategist for the enterprise portfolio at HPE. Garth, welcome to the show, and get us started with a description of Composable Fabric. I believe this came from HPE's Plexi acquisition, right?
Absolutely. So Plexi had produced this top layer, top of rack solution, which, by the way, is fully compatible with Cisco networks. So it's really just positioning itself at the top of rack. And I'll stress that this is really for rack mounted environments. And so Plexi had this capability that they had built out in the top of rack to really minimize the amount of change management required to own, operate, and do the care and feeding of all of those top of rack requirements. Mm-hmm. Let me reflect a little bit on if you had a bladed infrastructure, you would have had the networking is integrated right into the blade chassis. In a rack mount environment, all of the switching would go up into the top of rack. So the difference here is we want to be able to use the, and what Plexi had created and what we acquired with Plexi was the ability to give you an integrated, integrated network experience that you'd have in a bladed chassis, but give you that experience using traditional rack mount servers.
Because when you're inside of a slash chassis and you've got like 8 blades or 16 blades and they all share that network fabric that's in the back of the blade bus, there's a bus at the back of the chassis, then the network is all there. You can configure that. And then you can, if you've got 8 chassis together, you can configure the networking between them. But I think what you're trying to say here is if you start to move to a 1RU in the rack model, then that networking model, that was a gap in the HP portfolio for the composable architecture.
In a rack mount model, yes, you'd be dependent upon the top of rack solution, which is typically coming from a different vendor. And in that context, a different set of tools to manage, et cetera.
So I think the key point here is that not everybody uses blade servers and blade chassis. There are times when you need the 1U, 1R2RU for storage systems or for high GPU densities or for high-performance compute infrastructures, and that's key. And not having them in your composable fabric would have been a heartache, I think.
Yes, absolutely. So with the composable fabric now, you've got another layer of intelligence placed on top of this. So if you watch the networking environment and you see what's happening with organizations like Barefoot, they provide an extensible operating system. If you look at companies like Arista, they provide their EOS or extensible operating environment as well. These are the ability to programmatically go at the network and allow the network to fine-tune itself in an automated fashion. So we're doing that with Plexi. So Plexi uses very traditional, standard off-the-shelf merchant chipsets in their switches. But what they're doing here is providing a software layer. So the Plexi layer in a software context is able to watch and see the application traffic across the infrastructure. So what you're getting now is a real-time feedback on the performance requirements of the application, all right, using an API that is able to see and qualify the type of traffic, the volume of traffic, the latency requirements, the latency demands from an application-to-application perspective. Feed that back into the network, and then make auto-tuning adjustments to that particular fabric. So this is the composable nature of this.
It's actually dynamically composable in a way, because Plexi was incredibly clever because it would say, I've got the network architected this way. I can send traffic. I count all the traffic flows from app to app and server to server. I'm going to reconfigure myself to optimize the architecture.
Absolutely. So without any human intervention. Now, if you want to go back a few years, we had a methodology around doing this. There is a software-defined networking capabilities. You'd be using Trill. You'd be using a spine and leap architecture. You'd be using those types of methods around that. And what Plexi does is says, okay, stop, hang on. We can just fully package this, integrate this, and make it super easy to consume your networking capacity and guarantee that bandwidth back to the application without people having to worry about it and without having to get into that multi-layered approach that you saw in initial software-defined architectures.
And is there any kind of controller component or is it distributed throughout the top of rack switches in the Plexi or the composable infrastructure architecture?
Yeah, so these are very basic, straightforward switches that we provide. We do have a trunking of the actual fiber connections across the back end, but the concept is that you just take those servers, jam their Ethernet ports, their uplink cables into the Plexi interconnects on those standard switches, and then let the Plexi software layer take over from there.
I think the other key part about this is that Plexi gives you the visibility. This doesn't happen without you seeing what's happening.
Correct.
Yeah, because for people, this idea of, oh, the network's reconfiguring itself without me doing anything, that could be a bit scary. But the reality is, lovely graphical interface, lots of data on what it's doing and why it's doing it, and you can see what's going on.
Yeah, so it gives us some insight into what's happening at the application layer, right? So, I mean, you know, the auto-tuning, the dynamic approach to how you manage the workload balancing across the switches, across the servers, and making sure that you're getting the right packets, the right location, and the right time, right? And minimizing latency and reducing disruption at the application layer, and then guaranteeing that that service quality back to the user in terms of response times, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a far more advanced methodology than you need to have with your traditional top-of-rack switches. That dynamicism, that being able to be dynamic and responsive at that layer is really a big uptick. So this fits nicely with our strategy, as you mentioned. You know, rack mount servers, I don't necessarily have that networking layer. Traditional networks aren't providing this. So now with this composable fabric, I've got that capability in there.
Mm. And tied into the other parts of the solution. So Simplivity is a family of products. It's servers and storage, IP storage. It's a whole converged system. And now this lets you start to bring all of those other parts of your data center into a single infrastructural component. So you don't have these orphans all over the place that you're trying to weld together.
Correct. So with Simplivity, I end up creating clusters, distributing my workload across those clusters, providing the storage layer, integrated the compute layer like you would with any other HCI infrastructure, and then laying down that composable fabric to stitch that together, but really giving you the ability to more smoothly scale all of that workload and making sure that from node to node to node, you've got great performance and great scalability. This also plays into the concept of, you know, once we've created that cluster, we can add nodes easily and scale the whole cluster quite simply with very little effort.
So is this composable fabric, is it handling the communication between servers within a rack as well as among racks?
Yes. So we're gonna bridge across multiple racks. I mean, they're just rack mount servers. So whether they're all in one humongous, you know, 300-foot tall rack or they're spread across, we've really got that whole connection point across all of those towers.
I love the idea of my data center as a 300-foot tall rack. That's got me.
You know, we make small racks, medium racks, big racks. I remember seeing these really tall racks and customers for ours. It was like, what are you guys doing? How do you get up there? This is crazy, right?
The point you're trying to make is don't imagine that it's 300 racks. It's the whole idea behind composable infrastructure is it doesn't really matter where the gear is. It all operates from a single unified console. That's the idea of composable architecture from HPE. And then the Simplivity is saying, I've got hyperconverged infrastructure. And then the Plexi part of the composable fabric says, even though I'm running a hyperconverged, I've still got a network that reaches out to the other parts of my network and brings them all into a unified whole.
Correct. Anything that talks composable, you're really talking about pooling of resources. In this context, we're able to take all of that aggregate network capability and treat it as a pooled resource and get the performance where it needs to be.
So which leads to the question, there are other data center automation products that do overlay networking in the software, such as VMware's NSX, which is a trusted partner, of course, for HPE. How does composable fabric complement or work with those other data center automation solutions?
Okay, so when you get into NSX, you're talking about an underlay and overlay, right? Where overlay is the logical network built on a physical or a real wired hard network, right? Which is the underlay. So if I look at that kind of context and saying, I want to have NSX at the soft layer to say, here's my overlay. I want to have any level of complexity delivered and deployed through NSX for whatever particular reason, whatever governance model I have, whatever security model I have in place, whatever I want to do from a complexity aspect from NSX. Plexi is giving me the support for that in the underlay. So I want to be able to do this purely at the physical layer, at the underlay versus the overlay. So that plays nicely with NSX, where NSX says, hey, I've got templates and profiles and things that I want to push down on top of the existing physical network. Well, this physical network can also itself provide that kind of dynamic adjustments to at the physical layer as required. And those NSX profiles going on top of all of that still will provide all that application layer sensitivity with respect to who needs to get routed in what particular manner when you do all the disaggregation of the networking provided by NSX.
That makes sense. So there's always, there's partnerships there, there's interoperations. It doesn't, you don't leave them isolated again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it, you know, it's customer happens to have a Cisco shop, that's fine. I mean, we're fully compatible with that. There's no disruption to the harmony that you have on the data center floor, and it's perfectly good with us, right? This is just really making sure that the top of rack in a rack-mounted environment gets the benefits of a physical switched infrastructure that dynamically accommodates the requirements of the application layer. And we'll still include all of the software profiling required on the on the top layer, right?
So, Garth, can I use composable fabric outside of SimpliVity, or are these things tightly coupled?
Great question. So, no, they are not tightly coupled. There's really good fit and intersection between SimpliVity, as it gives you that software-defined capability on the HCI layer, along with what we've got on the composable fabric. But they're mutually exclusive. We can run a composable fabric against any of your rack mount servers, whether they be our ProLiance, our DL380s, our 360s, or get into the products we have in our Apollo line, which provide for specific high-performance compute requirements or software-defined storage requirements and all the other special purpose use cases that exist for the Apollo product line. So, yeah, we can run that across any of the infrastructure requirements that our customer may have.
Hmm. Well, it's important to remember where the product came from in the sense that it was a universal networking product for the data center. And so, yeah, that makes perfect sense. It wouldn't change just because it's now part of HPE.
Yeah, so we're really happy to have this on board. It really helps to complete our portfolio. And again, it's really about giving customers what they need as a vendor. And we're happy to either acquire the right technology and bring it in, or we have a very strong partnership strategy now in the industry to say, here is our HPE complete portfolio of partners. Some of those are investments of ours, but it's really making sure customers have access to, you know, qualified reference architectures, reference configs, yes, and we can provide all that guidance.
That's right. One of the things that HPE is very good at is that advice and leadership in that area.
So, Garth, we're about to wrap up this episode. If folks want to find out more about SimpliVity, more about the composable fabric, where would you direct them to?
Right now, I mean, simply going to the HPE.com website is a great place for that. And I provided the link for our Discover landing page. And we just came out of our Discover event. We run it twice a year in the summer in Las Vegas and in the December timeframe, a couple different locations in Europe. This year was in Madrid. So that is a landing site where you can see all of the new stuff we just announced and brought out to the market. It's really exciting times for us every time we come out of a Discover event because we've just really, you know, created a bunch of new stuff and brought out to the market and we're quite energized about our portfolio and what we're doing in the marketplace. So I'd recommend going to HPE.com or the HPE.com/discover website, and I've provided the link as well. So that would be my recommendation for some quick hits on what HPE is up to.
Fantastic. Yes, just go to hpe.com/events/discover, and we'll have that link in the show notes that accompany this podcast. Garth, thanks for joining us. We thank HPE and Intel for being sponsors. Sponsors make it possible for the Packet Pusher to bring you nerdy technical content on networking and IT. And speaking of which, you can find this and many more fine, free technical podcasts along with our community blog at packetpushers.net. Follow us on Twitter at packetpushers. Find us on LinkedIn, like us on Facebook, and rate us on iTunes. And last but not least, remember that too much technology would never be enough.